Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about the delight that God has in us and the need that each one of us has. I began this week with this understanding. Every one of us has a God-given, a very profound, deep human need that nothing in this world can satisfy. And one of the ways you can express it, I mean, ultimately, it's to know God's love. It's to know God, to be known by God, but to have a deep assurance that you're enjoyed by God. Friends, how many people just watch movies and TV programs and how people talk and the reality of broken lives and marriages and things, how people long to be known and people long to be loved when they're known, you know, to be received and loved and known as they are, and that someone would take joy in who they are. There's a desire in us for that. Nothing in this world ultimately can give it to us. It's wonderful when we have a blessed experience of human relationships where that happens. The gaze of a father or a mother and a child, you know, the joy that a baby sees in the eyes and the smile and the delight of a loving mom. So precious. That gaze, we know psychologically, is incredibly important for that child. To be healthy, to be sane, to be balanced, to have security and a sense of identity. There's something gets communicated in that, in being able to see into the eyes of another and to see that joy and the delight that that person has. That's part of God's plan for us in family, in community. You know, family is the icon of God. It's a taste of, when it's healthy and it's right, it's a taste of what God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit share together. It's that communion of delight, of love, of joy that they have in knowing each other and receiving and giving back and forth. But we know how many people walk away from those relationships and how many people are broken and have come from broken homes and have broken experiences in life and disappointments and are lonely and isolated, especially in these seasons that we're in right now. And here's where people struggle, because it's supposed to be special. It's supposed to be extraordinary. It's supposed to be happy, and more than happy, joyful. But for many people, it isn't, because there's no concrete experience of joy internally. There's no concrete experience of joy being shared in the lives for many people. And that sadness, discouragement, and isolation, and loneliness, and despair. It's very hard to give what we don't have. It's very hard to know it deep inside. And that parental love, that friendship love, it's great. It's a gift, but it's only a reflection of what really transforms and what heals the human heart, what gives us a consistent, steady. So, you know, Jesus promised us things, and we know Jesus is a truth teller and that he never lies. And he said he's come to give us something, some things. He's come to give us himself first, and to give us salvation, the forgiveness of sins, a new life in the Spirit, to give us family, to give us a new power and a new capacity to live differently. Jesus said, I've come to give you joy, that you might have it and that you might know it in fullness, full joy. That's where we're going, full joy. Heaven is joy. It's ecstatic joy. It's ecstatic joy in the total fulfillment of the kind of being that I am. God created me and made me a particular way, and he made me a being who can actually enter into a relationship with him, with God, and to share that with other people and know communion and profound unity and interpenetration of relationships and you name it. It's hard to put a word on it, but it's ecstatic joy. Standing outside ourselves, coming into this amazing reality at the ground of all being is giving away. It's not grasping, competing for, fighting against, demanding. It's freedom to give away. That's what freedom is. And you can do it when you're living in Christ, from Christ, with Christ, in the Spirit, you can give away. Even in the world that's demanding and pushy and angry and frustrated and lost, like ours is. Friends, the world needs the church to be the church. It needs us to take those promises of Christ, to live in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to talk to God. So from that relationship with God, I mean, I know it. I can testify to it in my own life. I'm not all the way there. I'm not a finished product, thanks be to God. I have my difficult days, my days where I have to battle some of these things and really fight and resist the devil so he flees, and resist the lies, and to not dialogue with him or dialogue with people in my life who want to speak lies into my life. I have to be careful about that. I mean, I can rebound from it, but I got to be careful not to internalize it, right? Or just the lies I might have sort of inherited in my own upbringing. You've got them, I've got them. We have to now hear the voice. What did Jesus say? My sheep hear my voice. They know me, he said. Can you say that? Do you say that about yourself? Because if you can't, then I know how deeply you're struggling to find an identity, to find security and meaning in a sense. You can be alone with yourself. You can be at peace. You can be in difficult circumstances. You can be around people who aren't treating you well, but you can see through it and beyond it, and you can actually have a love for them because Christ is in you, because Christ is alive in you. This is what the saints knew, what they understood. They did not. There was a whole shift in them that happened, and a transformation that the Lord wants to have happen in you and in me. This is real. This is what Christianity is. This is what the country and the world is crying out for, and they don't even know it. Friends, just all the rage and the violence and the mistrust and the anger, people project it and say, people experience it. It's unavoidable. It's so strong now. And it's frightening for people. And they know what to do this, so they blame people. That person's the cause of it. That person's the cause of it. And guess what? They might be a little part of the interruption or the disruption, but don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Stop blaming and projecting it on other people. They're fallen and you're fallen. And you live in a fallen world. And we're seeing that the cover is being taken off. There's restrainers, as I mentioned a few months ago in the program, the things that restrain the evil that's in the human heart. Conscience, a healthy conscience restrains it, helps us restrain our speech and behavior toward others, you know? What's happening to human conscience today? People feel so justified in doing so much and corrupting so much, and their consciences are informed by lies and deception, and the voice of the enemy. That restrainer gets removed. You know? The restrainer of God's word that comes to us, right? The sword of the Spirit, that people aren't listening, aren't yielding, aren't submitting to God's word. The restrainer of the government, the law, the rightful place. Look at what we're trying to do in cities around the country where there's so much lawlessness. They're blaming the law and want to remove the law that brings social order, imperfectly, but it brings social order. That's there. And even the church right now, the church's weakness and its bondage to sin is very present. And Jesus is allowing us to see it. And what he's doing, friends, with society and with the church is he's exposing its emptiness. And we have a choice. We can double down on it, double down on stupid, on foolishness, on blaming others and the willful pursuit of power and the lies and the deception, all that's present there in the world. Or we can be wise and come back to the one, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to humble ourselves and to say, God, forgive us. Please forgive me. Only you know who I am. Only you know why I'm here. Only you can bring peace in my heart and in my home, in my marriage, in my town, in this world. Only you. Jesus, I want to walk and follow in your footsteps now. I surrender. I give up. I give up my weapons. I give up my worldviews. I give up my idols. I give it all up. Help me be like St. Paul. Help me be like St. Peter and St. John and all the saints to say, to me, life is Christ. Friends, until you can say that, until that's true, you don't have a life. I don't have a life if I'm not there. It doesn't matter how much people tell us we have a life in this world otherwise, or what we think we might have. But if we don't have Christ, we don't have anything, because everything we're holding on to is going to pass away. In fact, it's going to come under condemnation and judgment, because it oftentimes masks a rejection of God himself, an unwillingness to bend a knee to say, not my will be done, but your will be done. Friends, the church is in need of deep, deep repentance and healing and forgiveness. So I began the week quoting St. Paul here in Colossians chapter 3. He said, okay then, put on, brothers and sisters, chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience. Think about that today. Begin your day today. Lord, help me to clothe myself, not with boasting, not with pride, not with anger, not with dominance and all the craziness that's in the world. Help me today put on what you are, Lord. Help me put you on, kindness and compassion and meekness. Help me to sit with those who suffer. Help me to summon the energies you've given me, but to bring them under the commandment of love of God and love of neighbor. Help me to forgive. Help me to put on love, to wield the good of those around me. Let your peace rule in my heart. That's what Paul would say here later in the passage in chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. Let the peace of Jesus. Look at the lack of peace everywhere, friends. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give it as the world gives it, but Jesus gives us real peace, right relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit produces it in us as a fruit if we go to it, if we go to him, and we reach out for it, and we welcome it, and we say yes to it, and we fix our gaze on him, and that'll enable us. He said, be thankful. The next verse, be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. Let's help each other. Let's help each other get smart, to be wise, speaking the word of God to each other. And it says, you know, and then sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs from the heart to God in the spirit. Friends, let's do it. Let's be everything Christ wants us to be. Let's yield to him. Let's believe who he says we are. Let's walk in that. Let's rejoice in it. Let's magnify him. Let's accept it and walk in the freedom he's given to us. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.